The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
It's pumpkin season, and during our first segment, we're going to give you a quick primer on pumpkins before you head out to the pumpkin patch.
We received a question how to keep squirrels from eating the pumpkins on your front porch. Hear all about it during our second segment.
It seems that every couple of weeks we're talking about hydrangeas, how to prune them especially. Stay tuned for hydrangea pruning primer in our third segment.
It's time to start your fall prep for your pond. There are some things you need to do now to prepare for the winter. Hear all about it during our fourth segment.
During our final segment, we're going to remind you how to bring in those house plants and tropical plants from outdoors to indoors. So stay tuned.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com and we'll see you in the garden.
High-yield brand bone meal contains 10% slow-release natural phosphorus. It helps all plants to develop sturdy root systems and stimulate healthy growth. You'll use it every time you plant bulbs, but it also is an excellent supplement fertilizer for roses, flowers, and vegetable gardens. High-yield bone meal is sourced from steamed bone meal, which provides a clean, natural source of phosphorus. High Yield is brought to you by VPG, the Fertilome people. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, Peter Piper picked a peck of pumpkins, but didn't know which ones to eat.
He did.
It is.
Oh, gosh.
Have you ever made, like, pumpkin pie from pumpkins, Julio?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah, I have.
Not me.
No, it's not
me. But I do know how to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm good at. Yeah, telling people how to do things.
You're right. And eating, too, right?
Yeah, eating. But you know what? I don't like pumpkin pie.
Oh, you don't?
No. I'm weird that way. Man. Like blueberry pie? No.
No? No. Wow.
I am weird. A one pie kind of man.
Apple?
An apple.
Oh, you're an apple man.
I'm an apple man. Anyway, so I went and I picked up pumpkins yesterday, actually. Went out to the farm country in Lancaster and picked up pumpkins. And I'm looking at, like, I had about 12. And even if you take the deliveries that we've gotten and the what we've gotten so far, if you take the 20 or 25 bins of pumpkins, where it used to be all the orange, like small little pie pumpkins, field trips, I'm sorry, not pie pumpkins, but the little round guys or the big, you know, ones that you use for carving jack-o'-lantern. Yeah, it used to be all those. Now, it was like a third of those compared to all like the different weird ones. And speaking of weird ones, there's like a variety called Weird Warties.
Weird Warties,
because they have like warts on them.
Yeah. Warty Goblins.
Weird Warties.
Warty Goblins, too.
Yeah.
I remember that one, too.
Goblins, yeah.
Wow.
And that, and there are just so many different types. And it's just amazing. And that, it's also fun. the stacking pumpkins where they look like a pylon. You know, you go from the flat ones and you stack them all up. But what we're going to start with is, first of all, the regular traditional orange pumpkins. They are not good for pies. Oh, they're hollow inside. They're great for seeds, like where you bake pumpkin seeds. You ever do that?
No, I haven't done
that. Yeah, when I was a kid.
You do that?
Yeah, my mother did that. It was like, yo, here.
We would just get them from the corner store.
Yeah, pumpkin seeds?
Pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But they're great for decorating and carving, and that they're fun that way. Painting, because they give you a nice, good surface to paint faces on. But the best ones for pies are the milk pumpkins, or some kinds. They're called Long Island cheese pumpkins, and they're more flat. If you are looking at us on YouTube, please subscribe. We'd like to bring you this content each week. And that, please give us a rating if you're listening on a podcast. We prefer 5 stars, so we appreciate that. Again, the cheese pumpkins, they're flat, but they're dense. There's no hollow space in them. And that some people think they're squash. They are not squash. They're pumpkins. And that they're more of a tan color on the outside. And they have that, I mean, gosh, they look like, you know, it says, look, it's Thanksgiving. Now it says it's Halloween. But you can get them at Halloween, use them for your Thanksgiving pie. Also, there's the pure white flat ones. Well, they're different names, okay? But one of the most common ones is the white flat boar pumpkin. Beautiful white, green stem. Very sweet orange flesh inside. And again, both of those are perfect for pies. And that there are just so many. Like we got grizzly bears, and they're brown. They look like the traditional orange pumpkin, they're brown. They're
beautiful color, right?
They are. It's like a mocha.
Beautiful.
And that we got a variety that's that same orange style shape of a face pumpkin, but they're bright.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're called lemonade.
Lemonade.
And there are just so many different colors that it used to be orange pumpkins.
Yeah. It's turning to different colors.
Like I said,
it's amazing.
The amount of, we exceed other styles of pumpkins than, you know, compared to orange pumpkins.
I think people got tired of the orange,
Well, I don't know about tired. It's just they didn't know the other ones existed. I think that with people using them to decorate, you'll see more online. I mean, we're inundated with all the things online and people that make you feel guilty that you're not keeping up with the Joneses. Yeah. You know, it's like, look what I did. Yeah. It's like, great. I worked all day. It's like my front step doesn't have anything on it. I'll go get some stacker pumpkins.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome too. You know, the stacking thing part of it. You know how, you know, that's something that I never saw before until you got the stacky pumpkins.
Hey, what do we talk about? Landscapes, right? Color, texture, and form.
Yeah,
and that's what it's got.
Yeah, it's what it's got.
It's the form is that pyramidal. The texture are the flatter pumpkins, the form is more of a pyramid.
Pyramid, yeah, awesome.
There you go.
Yeah,
blue jardinelles.
Oh wow!
I love blue jardinelles because they are blue. Right. Anybody familiar with Hubbard squash? They're like that same color of Hubbard squash, but they have that flat type of look. And they're just a great pumpkin. Their flesh can be used the same thing for pies and such.
Beautiful.
And it is a beautiful contrast with that blue outside and then the orange inside.
Oh,
now, once you cut it, it's not going to be around long. But again, it's just something to appreciate if you're going to use it for pies. Porcelain dolls. Porcelain dolls are a pink, and there's also blue dolls, and they basically the same family of seed, but they have just a little gloss to them. Some of the other pumpkins we've mentioned are more flat, you know, as far as a flat, they don't have much of a sheen to them, where the porcelain dolls and the blue dolls have a little bit of a sheen to them. What I find interesting is there are Cinderella and fairy tale pumpkins. Fairy tale pumpkins are the most expensive pumpkins.
Wow.
Out there, I mean, they're more than the orange pumpkins, which trying to find a big orange pumpkin, they're expensive. And not having it to be one of the what we used to call a Big Macs. Now they're called prize winners, where it's those big ones. I saw, I did not buy it. I was tempted. It was a 355-pound pumpkin.
You could pick that up.
And it was a prize winner. It was one pallet. It could only fit on one pallet. It was ginormous. And that, again, it's they've got a different shape. Like, we have those same pumpkins. We do have prize winner pumpkins at Bloomers. We also have something called polar bears, which are the white pumpkins that are like the prize winners. We also have snowballs and other types of white pumpkins as well, because they have become very, very popular. And again, it's color, texture, form, it's color. It gives it, white brings out the colors of the other pumpkins. So, and also putting them around mums and things like that, it just makes a great, great, great scene. But the fairy tale pumpkins, I just don't understand, why are they so much more than all of the other pumpkins? Yeah. And I'm assuming it's because they have that sweet and savory flesh inside that you can use for both pies, but also for spicy pumpkin muffins, as well as pumpkin soup. So they can be used for culinary purposes, not just ornamental purposes. Cinderella's are more of an orangey, a flat orange pumpkin, and that the fairy tales can be that same color as like a milk pumpkin, where it's that tannish color. What color would you say that is, Julio?
Oh, it's got a little bit of a orange, but it's more like a brown orange.
Yeah, right. Like like almost flesh color.
Flesh.
Yeah. It looks like your skin.
Like a skin. Yeah.
Sepia.
Yeah.
Sepia.
Yeah. Sepia. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Sepia.
S E P.
It's a color.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a color.
Okay.
It's like a tan. Like a tan.
Got to get you off of that Adobe stuff.
Pantone.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I think it was once their color of the year, like about 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
You can also think of like a sepia filter, like an Old West film, like that kind of like brown, old-timey film.
Okay. Look.
That's kind of what sepia looks like.
All right. Wow. All right. Wow, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam. Oof. Man, look at the smoke on the other side of the glass. Well, no worries. That's great. But where it also has that color, but then it's also greenish. So you can see like it's not totally ripe on some of them. Not all of them, some of them. So again, it's not just orange pumpkins anymore. So it's a great time of the year. And one little trick, if you use wiltproof, and we've talked about wiltproof for plants, where it's anti-transpirant. And that's a fancy horticultural word that basically means it locks in the moisture around the pumpkin or the leaf of the plant and doesn't allow it to basically dry out and to rot. And that if you spray your pumpkin with wiltproof, like, so look in your garage. If you're somebody who's used it for your Christmas greens or you've used it in the past, you may have it in your garage. Just shake it up real good and spray your pumpkins. And it was amazing that the time lapse that we saw from the company, they actually have this. They may have it on their website. And if that's wiltproof.com, I guess. I'm to be honest with you, I'm not sure. Just do a search on Google.
Could that be used for like jack-o'-lanterns to preserve them also when you cut them?
The problem is you got the inside exposed to the air.
Right.
It can't hurt.
Okay.
It can't hurt. But it's once it's exposed to the air, then it's it like rots from the inside out.
Got you.
So.
All right.
But again, the Bulletproof has been around for decades.
Forever, yeah.
Decades. It's probably 100 years old.
They're a solid company.
Yeah. And that where it just amazed me when they showed, there's like, oh, look at the pumpkin thing. And I was like, guys, why don't you promote that? I mean, you guys are like a one season, you know, a use. But if the whole idea is like, you know, all of us in this industry are looking for ways to flatten out the peaks and valleys of our seasonality. So, that's one thing certainly to do. And in our segment coming up, we had somebody ask us a question, which is apropos
two pumpkins.
Yeah.
Anything to add, Julio?
I'm looking at that creamy pumpkin soup. I never tried it.
Creamy pumpkin soup? Pumpkin soup?
Yeah.
I don't know. Give it a go, Hul.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try it.
I'll tell you what, if you got that big giant pumpkin, everybody's getting pumpkin soup, pumpkin latte, pumpkin muffins. Right. You name it. Everybody's getting something pumpkin.
Yeah. Right?
Everybody.
Right. And that this doesn't even, we didn't even talk about gourds.
Oh, man.
There are so many different styles of gourds, as well as there's Jack B. Littles, and there's, I like the name. And I think so much has to do with the name, how successful the pumpkin is. Baby Booze.
Baby Booze.
Baby Booze. They're white Jack B. Littles.
Oh, wow.
And I just love the name. And that there's different colors where they're striped with yellow and green, and they're white on a white base.
Interesting.
Go to your local garden center right now. They are filled up with pumpkins. I know that Richfield Farms is having their Harvest Fest on the 6th. I'm not sure this is going to air, I think, the day before. But actually, our North Jersey crew, I think it airs before. So it would be Sunday, October 6th at Richfield Farms in Clifton, New Jersey. They have a huge selection of pumpkins, and they're doing a fun event with hay rides, and they have a band that's going to be there. They have food for the season because they are a legitimate farm market as well as garden center.
Great time.
A good time.
Yeah.
Good time. And you may see me sneaking around there. I'm not sure if I'm going to make the trip up. But I might. So, again, that's Richfield Farms in Clifton, New Jersey. All right, Hul.
All right.
Go out to your local garden center and get out there. There are so many choices that you can do, and you can get your ribbon, you can get all the fall decorating stuff that you need. We'll be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Holytone. Holytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Last year, millions of Americans asked the internet about protecting their lawns and gardens. There's one simple answer: BioAdvanced. Because gardeners have trusted the blue bottle for decades. Invasive insects? Blue bottle. Lawn fungus? Blue bottle. Japanese beetles? Blue bottle. A BioAdvanced answer for every question and guaranteed solutions for every problem. BioAdvanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BioAdvanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care controls insects and diseases, plus feeds.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Squirrels are a real pest. Yes, they are. We got a question about how to stop them from eating the pumpkins they placed on their front porch. We can stop them. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. I hate squirrels. I hate squirrels. You know, I was talking to Melissa, who's my daughter. Right. She said she ran one over and she felt so bad.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, it's one for us. I just hate squirrels. They're destructive.
Yeah, they are.
And understand that owning a garden center, you can have squirrels that come and visit and dig holes into your $300 bag of grass seed. I hate them. No. I just hate them. They find a way and dig into your bird display is and decide to sample every bag.
I know.
I hate squirrels. Oh, yeah. I hate squirrels, and there's a reason.
Economic reason.
There is. But think about that. I've seen it where there's holes that look like they've built their own little squirrel's house where they go and they dig and they go after and they eat the seeds inside the middle of the pumpkin.
Yeah, they love that.
So if you have issues with squirrels, we've got a few things here. My favorite is this one. It's a chipmunk squirrel and rodent repellent, and it's a spray, and it's a ready spray. So you just hook it to your hose and spray. And I'm going to tell you all about it, but keep this in mind. You can spray your bird feeders with this, and it will keep your squirrels away. Aaron,
wow.
You hearing me?
I didn't know that.
You hearing me?
I didn't know that.
And it'll work on skunks, too. Yeah. Last week, we talked about skunks climbing your pole.
I'm going to spray it. I'm going
to
spray it. Definitely. I had no clue that was – I mean, I was actually worried that spraying it that close to my bird feeder would somehow affect the birds wanting to go to it.
No. It's a product. The way that it works on scent and the taste, and it's naturally irritating to rodents and that their family. So it doesn't hurt them at all. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, how we always say that repellents, you drive them to your neighbor's house.
Right.
So again, it's by Bonide, and it's chipmunk squirrel and rodent repellent. And it's usually ready to spray bottle there. I think it also comes in a ready to use like Windex bottle type. Windex bottle. It's one of those things like Kleenex. Can I have a Kleenex? It's a universal thing for it's not, you know, where the brand has taken over the. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right, I digress. Anyway, so you spray your pumpkins with this, and it'll have the same effect. You know, you need to train your wild animals the way that you would train like a puppy not to pee in the house. It's through repetition, and it's through always, you know, applying this and using this. That's no matter what repellent you use, it's essential that you keep up with it so that they recognize your home and your area as a place where they don't want to be. Once that you do that, they will naturally be less and less likely to be on your turf. Understood? Yeah. So again, that's a repellent. And what it has in it, it has a combination of ingredients that cause a flight response. Now, it basically, it's the thing that makes them, oh, we got to get out of here. No, we might get eaten. Like, we're taking off. And that, again, that works very well. Another one that I like is, again, hot pepper wax, animal repellent by Bonide. And it's a ready-to-use, again, Windex bottle styles. Bottle. Again, that it contains capsaicin pepper, and that will work as an irritant and make it unattractive to all types of animals that are going to try to feed on it, even deer. Mm-hmm. But it also works on chipmunks. It works on all kinds of things. Julio, you're groundhog.
My groundhog, probably.
Yep, wouldn't like that.
Wouldn't like this either, yeah.
No. Nope.
It's the equivalent of like the hot pepper, the one chip challenge.
One chip?
the one chip challenge.
I know.
Right? It's the hot world's hottest chip.
Right.
Like if you would chew it. And
why?
Then it's never. Never again will you do it again.
It's like hot wings.
You learn,
like, these
right.
are ghost
you
pepper hot from, wings. They'll be so hot, you'll get sick. I can't wait to try them.
Try a new ghost pepper chicken.
Yeah.
No.
I don't understand that. But then again, I think I have a sensitive stomach.
Me too.
Yeah. I've heard that. and you've never told me. Anyway, this special formula provides long-lasting protection that keeps pests from grazing. It will last longer than some of the other ones because it's a coating that will coat the material. And you've all seen that where there's the, like hot meats, for instance, is the bird seed by Kohl's that is coated with capsaicin pepper. Did I ever tell you that, you're an independent business, so you're trying to do new things, that I had a plastic electric cement mixer. And I only had the cement mixer, not for cement, right, but I wanted to be able to put the hot capsaicin pepper and say, Julio comes in and he goes, oh, you know, I really like this birdseed, but I'm having a problem with squirrels and I don't want to pay so much for the hot seed. So, and then I said, here we go. We'll put it in. Add the capsaicin pepper, right? And spin it around. And then here you go. For a fee, I'd make your seed hot.
How'd it work out for you?
Major mistake.
Oh, man.
My eyes are burning. My skin was burning.
Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening.
I talked to one of the birdseed mix. I said, we have to have a separate building do our capsaicin pepper mixes because not only do they wear face masks and respirators,
I'd imagine,
but they have to get in this whole thing and they have to put these fans in. Well, I tried it once.
That theory didn't work.
I still wish it would because I think that would be so cool to be able to do a custom blend of whatever you like, But anyway. But it will work on your pumpkins and keep your squirrels away from your pumpkins as well. Again, from your feeders. Squirrels are destructive.
They are.
I hate them. Mm-hmm. I just do. Yeah, they have destroyed so much. Here's one you wouldn't think of. It's like, so we sell corn gluten. And those of you who know that corn gluten is an organic weed preventer. But it's corn gluten. Corn gluten you'll see on the labels of like usually cheap dog food. And that corn gluten is something that they mix as an ingredient. If it's put on your lawn, it works somewhat as a preventer, a weed preventer. The squirrels dug a hole in the middle of the entire pallet because they were eating the corn gluten. Yeah, and you put it in your storage barns or where have you, and they go in. There is no area that is too small. I mean, that's why I don't necessarily not like feral cats. Feral cats, we had no issues with rodents. We had a feral cat around and he was big and fat because he was eating squirrels.
That's a great job.
So, anyway. All right. Again, getting rid of that, you're going to use first of all, the repellent, which I like very much, is a chipmunk squirrel and rodent repellent. That's going to work against all of those. Also, will work against deer too. Hot pepper wax, animal repellent, that's going to give them a hot. And here's the reason why it can be used on bird food, by the way, just to say squirrels have saliva glands where they fill those cheeks up and they're on fire. Where birds do not, they do not necessarily have the taste glands and the saliva glands. So they swallow it and it goes right into their crop and their gullet. So just saying, that's why.
There you go.
Anyway.
Rest in peace to the squirrel. They got ran over.
Yeah. And I hope your family and friends are terrified. All right. Send your hate mail to Julio Zamora, care of Bloomers in the Garden.
Yeah, we like squirrels.
And we'll see you right after these messages. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. We are proud to announce that Bloomers in the Garden has partnered with Renewal by Anderson of Greater Philadelphia, Delaware, South Jersey, and Southern Maryland. Renewal by Anderson is the top window and door company in the United States, specializing in replacement windows and doors. You might be thinking right now, what the heck do windows have to do with gardening? Well, Renewal by Anderson makes this beautiful garden bay window that's energy efficient and made from recycled materials. It's perfect for growing the finest indoor plants possible. When you are looking out your windows filled with plants in your beautiful garden, you don't want to see old windows that are cloudy, warped, or even rotting. That's why people in the horticulture community love Renewal by Andersen. Not only do we want our gardens to be beautiful, but their homes as well. Renewal by Andersen participates in horticultural events such as flower shows, earth days, and eco fairs. To get more information and set up a free home consultation, please visit www.philadelphiawindow.com and be sure to tell them Bloomers in the Garden sent you.
Is she gone?
Nope, she's still standing there.
What is she doing?
I think she's watching the grass grow.
That's our job.
I know, right? She's watching the grass grow, the flowers grow. Ooh, look, the trees are growing.
I can't say as I blame her. Remember where she bought all this stuff?
Duh, bought us there too.
Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Find us online at bloomers.com.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. So many hydrangeas. So confusing what to prune. Well, not really. If you go by this rule, prune after the first blossoms fade. Just, that's it. That's it. You can't go wrong. Gosh, I hate it. It's going to start soon.
It is.
Those landscapers looking for billable hours. You know, they're pruning everything. Tell them to stay away from your hydrangeas. It's really pretty easy. You're the big microphylla, blue and pink or white, you want them to stay away from those for sure because they don't get pruned, really. You missed the opportunity. Just leave them alone. Drop the pruners and walk away. It's their best if they're pruned right after they bloom. If there's dead wood and there's stuff that's not expanding, sure, you can cut out that, but you really... It's something you shouldn't bother with. The other types of hydrangeas, for instance, all the types that have just finished blooming and they have those either tan or strawberry colored blooms that they faded to, they need to be left alone. And that's where you hear about winter pruning. And all comes down to, right, Julio, is blooming on new wood. Or old wood. New wood, old wood. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, old wood is last year's growth. All right, that's very simple. And
so stuff that's on the plant now.
Right. And new growth is the following year's growth.
So that would happen in the spring or summer.
That's correct.
So, Phil, the ones, the big blue, pink, white, those that are roundish, okay, or sometimes there's... a snowflake hydrangea flower where those are, and it has the big leaves, so the big thick leaf to it, that those are the ones that you're going to have that will bloom on old wood. Now, it's confused. It used to be easy because there never was a reblooming hydrangea, and it would be real easy. Yeah. But now, because they do rebloom, they rebloom on new wood, but the issue is they look best when they flower on their old wood. So that first spring blossom is like tremendous. Yeah. And then the rest of the time they're kind of spitting out flowers, and they've got some flowers, but don't cut them back because you'll end up cutting off all the big show for next year. So just leave them alone. And then the other ones that are more of a panicle type hydrangea, that those are the ones that are white and like you said, you probably they're turning, they bloom a little later. They will flower on their new wood. So those can be cut back in the winter pruning sometime around March. And it gives you something to do.
Yeah.
Again, don't cut back your hydrangeas. I honestly, wouldn't you just say leave them
alone?
Don't touch them. Mm-hmm. Take the day off. Do something else. But really, it's not the time to prune hydrangeas. You've missed it for the big, thick-leafed, round, snowball type, blue, pink, white. And the other type doesn't get done until the winter pruning. We'll have a whole list for you. Yeah. Yeah, make sure you're listening because we'll let you know when it's time to do your winter pruning of hydrangeas. It's not now. It's going to be sometime in late February, early March, and there'll be other things to prune as well, won't there, Ole?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty to do.
Make sure you're feeding them. Got to get that holly tone on them. Yeah, that'll be, they'll like that. Okay. Also, there's aluminum sulfate. If you like your hydrangeas blue, you want to put aluminum sulfate on them because that you'll get the results in spring. It'll be, holy cow, how'd they get so blue? Yeah. Wow. So make sure that you're doing that. That's something you can do, but drop the and walk away from the hydrangea. Anything to add, Hull?
No, those are key elements right there.
Yep, yep. So we'll be right back with more advice in the garden. And actually, it's the water garden. Ooh, right, nice. After this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons in a gallon of water. The best part is, Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So, the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
Fall is for planting. Visit Bloomers Nursery and let one of Bloomers nurserymen help you lay out your next landscape project. Bloomers has the finest selection of fall flowers. Hardy mums in multiple sizes, celosia, coxcomb, winter pansies, ornamental peppers, ornamental kale and cabbage, and all types of grasses. Bloomers has a frightening large selection of face pumpkins, flat stacking pumpkins, gourds, and fall decorating items. Come visit Bloomers, the store behind the radio program, open 7 days. Go to www.bloomers.com. That's www.bloomers.com.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Winterizing your pond starts right now. There are a few tasks you'll need to do to ensure an easy winter for your pond, fish, and plants.
First thing, if you've got fish, switch into a high-protein fall, I almost said fertilizer, fall food. Full fish, yeah. And it's usually a wheat germ-based, and it's easier to digest in cooler temperatures, and fish change. I mean, you see it. They kind of go a little bit dormant, and you start doing that. It's water temperature, and I've often had people, why do I have to have a thermometer in my pond? And it's just for that. You want to reduce their feedings when the temperature goes below 50 degrees. And again, you want to switch to that. And the good news is, don't worry. There you go. Thank you, Aaron. That if you're looking on YouTube, please subscribe, and that you can see Aaron pointing at the product that we're talking about. Again, it's a fall fish food, and it is for the time when their metabolism changes. You don't want to just keep throwing that tetra junk in there. You want to have them start eating that. And like I was going to say, the best part is that if you have some left over, it's the first thing you feed them coming out of winter. So again, it's when that temperature, that water temperature gets to 50 degrees, it's time to start feeding again in the spring. So it's okay to have some left. What about leaves and a net?
That's crucial because it breaks down and it gets, you know, down into water of the basin of your pond.
So you want to put a net over top to catch the leaves first.
Yeah.
So again, we're talking about a net, like just like, you know, you see people with their pools that they cover their pools. Mm-hmm. You're going to do the same thing. You want to catch those leaves before they all of a sudden get lodged into the bottom of your pond. And it's important to do that because the leaves will go and begin to rot. And if in our area that we have issues where the ice will cover the pond, if ice covers the pond and there's no hole in the ice for the gases to escape, it becomes poison to your fish. So you want to make sure that you're getting those leaves out, and doing a fall cleanup of your pond is a great idea. And you scrape out that all the leaves that have fallen in there through the summer and in the spring and the fall, and you get them all out. You go and you clean it up, then put your netting over top to catch any other leaves so that you don't have that issue with ammonia getting trapped under the ice. But this brings up a UV, right? Your UV. You got to make sure you're clean, your UV. And again, I don't want you to use your UV during the winter. You should make sure that you have the right valves on your plumbing from your pump so that you can remove the UV and it bypasses it. You have to take out your UV because it has a very sensitive sleeve that protects the bulb from getting wet. It's the UV light that kills the organisms to keep in the algae to keep your pond looking healthy and clean. But if that freezes, crack, you have to replace basically the price of the sleeve. You have to replace the bulb, and you might as well just buy a new UV. And that, as you probably know, they are on the expensive side. One thing, too, is look, if your UV light bulb has not been replaced in 2 years, it's not doing anything. It is not bright enough to be controlling, and you may even notice it's not working. It's like UV used to work, now it doesn't work. And even though you think that it's on and it may show that it's on, it's just not bright enough, and you need to replace your UV every 2 years. So you want to replace your bulb every 2 years. And being you're working on the pond, it's a great time just to place your UV. I don't want you to turn it on. We don't want water going through it. We want to just bypass it for now and then hook it back up in spring when you take the netting off. But you want to replace that bulb if it's 2 years or older. Then we go right to microblift. Microblift, and again, it's a autumn prep, and that helps break down decomposition of leaves and sediment and organic matter that will work its way into your pond during the fall and winter months. I have a pretty big pond surface area wise, and that I looked at my waterfall and it was basically off. It was dripping. It's like, it looked like a runny nose. It's like, and it was because my pump was clogged with all these leaves that have fallen off of. I've got a willow oak, and unfortunately, I have an American holly that's probably about 30 feet tall. So when you go and you grab the leaves and scoop them out, you find those holly leaves. But that's what was clogging it. And that using autumn prep from microblift, it's look, I've said it before, ponds are like a septic tank. You got to break down the solids, and you do that with products from microblift. Autumn prep being the most important because it will work, and that bacteria will work and break down all of that organic matter. And it's important that you do that because it makes it more safe for your fish. It's more safe. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Aaron?
Safer.
More safe. Is that a word?
Safer.
More safe. Safer?
Safer.
But that's a brand of, Safer. Safer.
You're
is
right.
A,
oh, it's a brand.
Yeah, Safer. I don't even know if they're in business anymore. They might be. If they are, we're looking for sponsors. All right, back to this. Anyway, again, you want to do the microblift. And then last but not least, you want to make sure that you're putting in a, no, it's not a pond heater. Okay. It is not a pond heater. Although you may go in and say, I want a pond heater. It's a de-icer. And think of it as creating a chimney when your pond freezes over for those gases to escape. Most important thing you could do for your pond, because I've had people, they come in, my fish are all dead. It's springtime. What happened? How come they died? I think somebody poisoned them. And it's like, yeah, you, because what you did is you let the pond seal over because it froze. And even though we're in South Jersey or we're in areas that aren't necessarily as cold, like the frozen tundra, it still freezes over. And that ice creates a film over top, like you're covering it with saran wrap. And the gas can't escape, and your fish are under there, and your fish are breathing that toxic gas in, and that you're killing them. So make sure that you are getting a de-icer. Very economical, because they work on a thermostat, not they're on all the time. So when it gets cold and it starts freezing over, they click on and they're doing their thing. Make sure that you have it so that it's not touching your liner, because it is said to make sure that they have guards that are on them so that that works. But if you have it touching your liner, there is a possibility of it melting your liner. But, you know, I've never heard that. I've never seen that, rather. I've heard them say that. But again, make sure you put in a de-icer. And it's not going to create a sauna for your fish. It's a de-icer, not a heater. You can also use an aerator. Aerator will take the air and pump it through the water that's warm underneath, and it bubbles up, and it creates a hole in the ice where it reaches the surface, because the water at the bottom is warmer, so that air goes through there, and it's heated up. And as it hits the surface, it will be warmer. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan. The one thing is that I do keep my pond going most of the year, and that there is something that can happen where it can ice dam over top and it freezes, and all of a sudden you empty your pond out because it's layered and layered and layered and layered of ice because you have your pump is pumping through. It's rare. Just keep an eye on it. Make sure. But make sure you put a de-icer in. That's essential. Anything to add, Hul?
No. You have to do this now because it's going to get cold.
Right. And the leaves are falling.
Yes, they are.
The leaves are falling. All right. We'll be right back in the garden right after this.
Last year, millions of Americans asked the internet about protecting their lawns and gardens. There's one simple answer: BioAdvanced. Because gardeners have trusted the blue bottle for decades. Invasive insects? Blue bottle. Lawn fungus? Blue bottle. Japanese beetles? Blue bottle. A BioAdvanced answer for every question and guaranteed solutions for every problem. BioAdvanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BioAdvanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care controls insects and diseases, plus feeds.
Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhiza to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers, vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant, paired with the perfect container, can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. Hey, welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. We have told you once. We've told you twice.
Twice.
Like, if you have houseplants that you use around your patio or your front porch, like, for instance, people always put, and it looks beautiful, they put Boston ferns, or they put, even, like, ficus outside, or they put tropical hibiscus. All those plants have to come in. We are going to get a freeze eventually, okay, even though it has not felt very fallish. Maybe this week we're getting a little bit of fall weather. Humidity's dropping a little bit today.
It is.
But you've got to clean up those plants because you don't want to bring them in because they're going to have insects that are on them that you're not paying as close attention to those as you are the plants that are inside your house. And what'll happen, you'll bring in those new, they'll have bugs on them, and all of a sudden, all your plants are going to get bugs. You know, spread the wealth. So, again, here's what you need to do. Start spraying now, okay? You want to use an all-seasoned horticultural oil, organic, and that it works in a different way. It doesn't poison the insect. It actually smothers them. I don't know if that's better, but and anyway, it is the Halloween season, so. Anyway, that what it does is it smothers both the insect and the egg masses that are there, and you've got to make sure that you spray the underside of the leaves too. It also contains a spreader sticker, which means that it will stick to the leaves, and so you only need to get it to the point where it just kind of rolls off a little bit, and then move on to the next area. You don't have to like smother it, basically drown it. And also, in New Jersey, they have taken imidacloprid in large bottles off of the shelf, where you can't use it as a drench anymore, but they are allowing it to be used in houseplants. For houseplants, so use a granular systemic insecticide that contains imidacloprid in the soil that will make the plant poisonous to the insects. So if you have some eggs that hatch or you have something else happening, that will be like a backup. Do at least two applications about a week apart of the horticultural oil, and that will give you good coverage and give good control. It also gives a little bit of disease control with powdery mildew. Again, don't skimp. Don't miss this step. And also, you are one of our sayings, besides don't fear the shears, is they are plants.
Not puppies.
So don't feel guilty if you're going to trash them. They're not expensive. I often use the Happy Meal analogy. It's like, you know, if you go and you buy, you know, have a couple of kids, you buy them both a Happy Meal, you're ready at the cost of what you paid for that tropical. So trash them, and then that way you won't have to deal with them. Because when you bring them inside, they're going to get less light. It's going to be less light anyway, just naturally. So they're going to have yellow leaves, and it's going to look like they're dying, but they have to acclimate to your house. So if you don't want to go through that ideal, you have permission to euthanize your plants.
There you go. Happy Halloween.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG! Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomers stocks Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Me and Julio.
Oh, I tell you. Yeah. Hey, we only gave you two or three tasks that you need to do, and we gave you off from having to prune your hydrangeas.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So if you've got a pond, get out there and cover it. Don't say no. Okay. It's an important thing. You'll regret it later on. Yeah. Spray your houseplants that your outdoor plants turning into houseplants, that's for sure. Yeah. And go out there to your local garden center. It's a fun time of year. Pumpkins. Go get your pumpkins.
Oh, yes.
Go get your pumpkins and your mums and everything else. We'll see you right here in the garden next week.
See you in a garden.